Ngāhi Weapanui is joining us on our last day of this program. I mean, obviously, the station rolls on through the summer. There's no doubt about that. But just reflecting on what's been a great year once again, as Te Reo Māori takes a more prominent role in our lives, governments can put the squeeze on from their end. It's what we do in our own whare that really determines the growth of our reo. And Ngāhi Wei heads to Tauriwhiri, Te Reo Māori, and he's kindly with us for a kōrero te tukana. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale. Ngā mihi nui kia koe.
Mekura hoki. Hey, it was a good year for our reo this year, as the last few have been, and so I don't want to finish on a squishy note when, you know, the suited characters out of the big house might put the squeeze on the reo, but in our houses, it's thriving and can even be more so. What's your assessment of 23 and the reo?
I guess it's been, you know, I've said to my colleagues, you know, the sun was shining. It's been shining for the last, you know, 8 years for Te Reo Māori. We've had the new Māori Language Act. We've had unprecedented support from central agencies in terms of, you know, having language planning in place to, you know, grow Te Reo in their particular organisations, and a real commitment there, which I've been really, really proud of. We're a bit concerned about what's going to happen in the future, and I think that's pretty clear through most of the agencies and through most of the CEs that I've spoken to, because essentially a central agency CE is answerable directly to a minister, whereas I'm answerable to a board, which is headed by a fantastic Tūhoe woman called Awania Higgins. So I don't get hassled by a minister, or I don't get directed. She generally does. But, you know, for us, it's business as usual. It's about pushing that message that Te Reo Māori is New Zealand's language. And people are picking it up. I've seen so much love for our reo, particularly over the last 3 weeks, that it gives me huge heart that, you know, no matter what happens within the central government, people are still going to love Te Reo Māori. And that's one thing, as you said before, that can't be taken away. Because all the good things that have happened for our reo have been generated from the community, not from inside the you know, the government bureaucracy. And so we're really conscious of that. And so when we do our promotions and things, it's about understanding who our community is and about giving them messages that really, really resonate, but also really enforcing that Te Reo Māori is not a competition, that Te Reo Māori is about communication, and you're allowed to make mistakes when you learn Te Reo. That's a really, really important thing, because if you don't feel that you can make a mistake without being judged or told off or whatever, you're not going to learn. It's as simple as that. So for us, you know, pushing that message to look after our learners, but also to look after our future learners too, because there'll be a lot of people today who don't think that they're going to learn Te Reo. But something may happen, one of our messages may resonate, somebody may have a kōrero to them, and in 2 years' time they're learning. So these things are really important to us, but the support of the community and our love too for our community, which we, you know, which we show when we have our public events, you know, for instance, the Hīkoi will be back on next Māori Language Week. We're looking at holding a really exciting event, which I'll tell you a bit about in January once I've got everything sort of sorted out. But look, you're right. It's been a wonderful year for Te Reo, and I'm looking forward to 2024.
Yeah, and can I take my hat off to you and your staff? It's a small staff administering a big kaupapa. And while it might look as though Te Reo Māori is the whipping boy for this current coalition government, as you've touched on, it's really up to us as individuals to press forward. When you see its usage, I mean, there's some signage issues that obviously Winston's taken umbrage to, and I guess some might also think too that if government departments aren't living up to the richness of their ingoa Māori, then maybe they should recheck themselves. That's really at the core of this, don't you think, or do you think it's a dedicated attack on our reo?
Well, I think what it is what it is, and you know, I know that sounds a bit opaque, but for me, you know, no matter what the climate is within government or anywhere else, we're still going to do what we're going to do, and the you know, it's quite interesting to watch what's happening within central government, because I think everybody is kind of, and rightly so too, don't get me wrong, but I remember talking to a couple of my colleagues who said to me, look, now we've been through this before. Governments come and go, but Māori public servants are here for the long run. And that's, that's a message of encouragement and resilience to us. But I think the more important thing to consider is, what does this do out in the community? Because there's absolutely no doubt in my mind that when a government is overtly supportive of te reo and there are better outcomes for te reo. Let me give you an example. When I started in 2015, under 3% of the population said they spoke te reo. That's now up to just under 8% from all the data sources that we have. When I started back in 2015, about 20% of Māori said they spoke te reo. Now 30% say they speak te reo. That's 3 out of 10. So, prior to the government really getting behind te reo Māori revitalisation, the outcomes were going backwards. I mean, we started in 2003 at around about 25% of Māori saying they could speak te reo. By 2015, that had dropped down to 20%. Now, we've increased it by 10%. So there's been, a 30% increase in te reo uptake in the Māori community, according to the data sources. And there's almost been a tripling of te reo Māori speakers overall. And if we look at it, we're kind of thinking it's around 450,000 people based on the GSS from 2021. That's the General Social Survey. And it could be more or around about 10%, we think, when the census is done next year, when those results are released. So look, there's no doubt in my mind, Ehua, when the government is overtly supporting te reo Māori, that there are better outcomes for it.
Well, I want to wish you well, Merikiri, me te kia koe, me tō whānau hapu iwi hō, kia ora rau atu koe, o tautoko manaaki ki te kaupapa whakahapai reo Māori i a tau, i ngā wā katoa. Māori ora kia koe, Ngāhi iwi, always neat to have you on the program, thanks so much. Maranga ake ai, what part did you play in that one?
Yeah, I was the determined little dark fella that ran around making sure it got released.
Do you sing on it? Is your voice in this?
No, that because, you got three wonderful voices in Maru Karatea, Carla Dangiho and Joe Williams. and what my job was, I played guitar and that thing and generally hassle everybody to get into the studio and get it recorded. And then I shopped it around, I think, for about a year after that. And then finally, J-Room Records took it up, mainly at the behest of Peter Blake, who was the head of music, head of things like Ready to Roll and Radio with Pictures back in the day. And he heard the song and he really liked it. And I had taken it to J-Room Records. Peter Blake rung up Jim Moss and said, hey, release the song because I want to do the video. Remember, they used to do the videos back in the day? And, and the rest is history. And so I was really, really grateful for that.
As we are, for your dedicated efforts to our beautiful language, brother. All the best until we reconvene in the new year. Mauri ora.
My pleasure. My pleasure and my privilege, Ewa.
Tēnā koe. Thanks so much. Maranga ake ai. That was Ngāhiwi Apanui